God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Jesus takes the time and effort to say this, verily, verily, of a truth, of an eternal established truth. You can build your life on this. He that believes on me, who is that? He that believes on Jesus, who is that? That's me. Everybody say, that's me. Do you believe on Jesus? He that believes on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. I wrote my name in there. He that believes on me, the works that I do shall Keith do.
Amen.
Hmm? Your name ought to be in there if you believe on him. Then could you speak to a fever? Huh? Could you speak to an infection? Could you speak to a tumor? Oh, God is so good. I'm thinking one time of a lady that came up to me and she said, Brother Keith, she said, I got this big growth. She had a thing about that big on her wrist. It was almost as big as my hand. And we had preached and been talking about the authority in the name of Jesus. And she said, she came down. We were having a time of laying on our hands, which is just one way to receive and minister. And I could see faith in her eyes. She said, I just believe that that thing has to go. It has to leave. I laid hands on that, and we commanded that to be dissolved. And the Lord's my witness, I felt it go flat. Amen. Right under my hand. Now, you can believe I'm a liar or you believe I tell the truth. I was there. Amen. Amen. It went flat right under my hand. And she held her hand up. She said, it's gone. I said, I know it's gone. I felt it when it left. She said, it's gone. I said, I know it's gone. And we shouted. Amen. I've seen many cases where tumors and growths dried up. I've seen them where they happened just that quick. I've seen them where in 3 days they were gone. I've seen them where they were gone in 2 weeks. There's no set thing about how this is supposed to happen, but there is power in the name of Jesus. And if you believe it, and if you'll speak to the situation, then power affects it and changes the body.
Amen.
What's it been like 3 or 4 years ago? My dad had a heart attack. And I flew in. It's amazing that he lived. The doctors were just shocked that he was alive in the condition of his heart. His heart just tore his heart apart. And he was dying. He knows God. And he said he was leaving here. He said he was leaving his body. He could see it. He saw the glory of God. And he asked the Lord, he said, Lord, is it time for me to go? And the Lord said, no. How many know a lot of people leave early? So he started fighting. He started fighting to stay. He started fighting to live. Amen. And he did. He came back. Hallelujah. He told me he was over at our house the other day. He was here that was several years ago. And he's telling me, he said, Keith, I'm so glad I didn't die and go early and miss all this that God's doing for y'all. I said, I am too. I want to keep you around a while. Yeah. Everybody say fight. The good fight.
The good fight.
Of faith.
Faith.
See, there's some things if you just quit and let whatever happens happen, you'll let the devil rob you.
That's right.
You got to be a fighter.
Yes, amen. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
I don't care if you live to be 120. That's nothing. It's short, short, short. Don't leave early.
Amen.
Run your full course.
Yes, yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Do everything you were put on this earth to do. Live till you're old and satisfied.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Everybody say old.
Old.
50 is not old.
No.
70 is not old.
No.
Everybody say old.
Old.
Old. and satisfy. You ought to say that again. Old and satisfy. You need to be so old that people go, man, he's old. He's old. How old are they? I don't know. They're so old. The old people call them old. They're old. Old and satisfied. Am I making this up, or did the scripture say, 91st Psalm, what did it say? With long life, he'll satisfy you, show you his salvation. Stay around.
Hallelujah.
Stay around. There'll be plenty of time to enjoy glory when you get there.
Yes.
This is short. Don't cut out early on this. What was I telling you before I got into all that? Yeah, about my dad. Anyway, I was in a meeting when that happened, and he was living, but then he got to the hospital, and they said, man, you know, his kidneys are failing, his blood pressure is nothing, and, you know. And so I sat there by his bedside, and I prayed in tongues, and I began to see what to do. We're going to put our faith on one thing at a time.
Amen.
Amen. They said the most critical thing right now is his blood pressure. This blood pressure, he can't live like this. Well, it was supernatural. He was, you know, he wouldn't go to the doctor for I don't know how long. Should have been dead. And so we put our faith. And I said, in Jesus' name, blood pressure, come up.
Amen.
I'm not talking to Dad. Did you hear me?
Right.
I'm not talking to the Lord.
Amen.
Did you hear me?
Yeah.
I'm not talking to the devil. I'm not talking to myself. What am I talking to? His blood pressure. Can blood pressure hear?
Yes.
Then if yours has been too high, what should you be doing? Yeah, somebody got it. Yeah, if you believe your medicine is helping you, it's okay to take medicine. Some people get confused about this. They say, well, I got to throw my medicine away if I'm going to operate in faith. Said who? Who said that?
Amen.
Where's that at in the scripture? No, uh-uh. In fact, medicine won't even do for you what it's supposed to unless you take it in faith. Believing that it's supposed to help you. If throwing your medicine away would heal you, all we'd have to do is go to the hospital and get, even if people were sick, get their medicine in their hand and go, now throw that stuff away, and they'd be healed right there. Throwing medicine away doesn't heal you.
Amen.
Now, if the Lord told somebody to do that, well then they should do it. And how would we know if it was right or not? It would work.
Yeah. Right.
I said it would work. But I have seen scores upon hundreds and hundreds of cases that I have seen where people put their faith on the thing and they just kept getting better and better until they didn't need it anymore. Until the test came back and they said, well, hey, we got to take you off of this because you know, your pancreas is working again, or this is where this gland is working again, or this is producing again. Amen.
Amen.
It's your faith that gets the results. And you don't try to force God into something. Well, I'm going to throw this away and God will have to do something. Oh, no, he won't. No, you don't force God into doing it. That's not faith. But I put my faith. And Phyllis, you were you there? No, you had some things that exactly in the meeting. And so I sit there by that hospital bed and guess what the doctor said the next morning? Look at this blood pressure. Man, this is looking good. Well, wonder, boy, that's quick. I thought, yeah. I said, what needs to happen now? They said, well, his kidneys. His kidneys are not producing. We're working. We can tell. That's got to come up or there's going to be serious problems. I said, okay. They looked at me like, what do you mean, okay? So you just do what you do and I'll do what I do. How many know we can work together, right? They can do the natural side. We have a spiritual side. God can do what they can't do. And any doctor that doesn't respect that is ignorant.
Amen.
Did you hear me?
Yes.
God did not give us doctors and medicine as a replacement for his healing power.
Amen.
Doctors and medicine are a helps ministry.
Yes.
A natural helps ministry to God.
Yes.
Just in the natural. But doctors can't heal you.
Yes.
Healing is of God. But they can do things that can help you. Thank God for it. A lot of folk in here would be dead if it wasn't for doctors. We thank God for doctors, but doctors ought to respect the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
And so I sat there that night and I said, kidneys, you listen to me. And he was cognizant enough. He joined with me. And he said, I said, in Jesus' name, kidneys, you function normally. You function normally. You come back into full normal operation. And he said, yes, amen, my kidneys function normally. Guess what they said the next morning? They said, praise God. These kidneys are just doing great. I said, yeah, that's right. What's next? And I'm telling you what, he was here just not too many days ago. He and I took a 100-mile motorcycle ride, climbed hills. Man, he just fully recovered.
Amen.
Glory to God. No doubt would have been dead if not for the mercy of God and goodness of God. I'm just giving you examples. There are many, if time would permit and it was appropriate. But can you speak to situations in your life?
Yes.
Can you?
Yes.
Yes, you can. Can you put your faith on something? Yes, you can. I know a friend of mine, he had real problems with his eyes for years. And he had to wear super, super thick glasses. And even that wasn't enough. He was near blind in some degrees of light. And he heard some teaching along this line, and I saw him. He began to say, eyes, I call you perfect. Eyes, I call you right. Eyes, you see normally. 20/20. You see like you're supposed to. I command you. And then he'd put his glasses back on and drive home, thank God. Throwing your glasses away doesn't heal you. If that would heal you, then, you know. And, you know, I realize with age, sometimes some corrective lenses, that doesn't have to be a big deal. Don't get upset about that one way or the other. But this guy, I mean, he couldn't have seen. He's a young man, and it just wasn't right. It wasn't nearly normal. And he did that for 2 years. Everybody say 2 years.
2 years.
2 years. And I was in the service one day when he took his glasses off, and he didn't put them back on.
Amen.
I said, you ain't got your glasses on. He said, I don't need them anymore.
He
said, stand back there and hold that up. I held it up. He read stuff from a distance. He read small print. But he spoke to those eyes for 2 years. Everybody say, spoke to them.
Spoke to them.
2 years.
2 years.
Keep your faith on it. Yes. So why did it take so long? Well, the problem's not in the healer. The challenge and sometimes the delay is in the receiver.
Yeah.
It's people getting their faith where it ought to be.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Peter's Wife's Mother, you may write to Moore Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R620. That's R620. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now. Keith and Phyllis Moore and Faith Life Church of Branson would like to invite you to a week of increase, October 12th through 17th. We serve a God of increase. His will is increase in every area. Come and learn how to receive the increase God has planned for you. These meetings will be held nightly at 7 p.m. and childcare through age 6 will be provided. For more information about these meetings, please visit our website at flcbranson.org. Or call 417-334-9233.